March 17, Exodus 2, 11 to 15. Not God's way. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds, Acts 7:22. Moses supposed that his education and the wisdom of Egypt had fully qualified him to lead Israel from bondage. Was he not learned in all the things necessary for a general of armies? Had he not had the greatest advantages of the best schools in the land? Yes, he felt that he was able to deliver them. He first set about his work by trying to gain the favor of his own people by redressing their wrongs. He killed an Egyptian who was imposing upon one of his brethren. In this he manifested the spirit of him who was a murderer from the beginning and proved himself unfit to represent the God of mercy, love, and tenderness. He made a miserable failure of his first attempt. Like many another, he then immediately lost his confidence in God and turned his back upon his appointed work. He fled from the wrath of Pharaoh. He concluded that because of his mistake, God would not permit him to have any part in the work of delivering his people from their cruel bondage. But the Lord permitted these things that he might be able to teach him the gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, which it is necessary for every laborer for the master to possess. In the very height of his human glory, the Lord permitted Moses to reveal the foolishness of man's wisdom, the weakness of human strength, that he might be led to understand his utter helplessness and his inefficiency without being upheld by the Lord Jesus. In slaying the Egyptian, Moses had fallen into the same error so often committed by his fathers of taking into their own hands the work that God has promised to do. It was not God's will to deliver his people by warfare, as Moses thought, but by his own mighty power that the glory might be ascribed to him alone. Yet even this rash act was overruled by God to accomplish his purposes. Moses was not prepared for his great work. He had yet to learn the same lesson that Abraham and Jacob had been taught, not to rely upon human strength of wisdom, but upon the power of God for the fulfillment of his promises.